Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And hey, it's Kankle Fritz, and here's my friends,
Sally
and Misty.
And here's highlights from today's show. Talking about it's National Sleep in Public Day, which is kind of a goofy thing.
I love that there's nothing we won't celebrate.
Right. So we're asking you, where have you slept in public? 888-888-9976. Aaron is with us from Michigan. How about yourself?
My daughter last year at 6 years old was able to sleep in the front row of a 10 Talents and Sanctus Real concert.
That's amazing. I'm impressed.
And my son at 4 years old was able to sleep through an entire race at Michigan International Speedway during NASCAR Cup Series race.
What is it about NASCAR races?
Yeah, we just had somebody else call in with that.
People are snoozing through these things. That's amazing.
It is.
Wow.
I feel really bad for Sanctus Real.
I know. Here's this kid in the front row.
Out cold.
Yeah. That's really got to boost your confidence as a performer. Oh, sorry. It's National Fall Asleep in Public Day. Kankle Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Finding out where you fell asleep in public. Steve is with us. Tell us.
So I work for the fire department. You know, when you are getting ready to go to a call, I mean, getting up in the middle of the night, and sometimes you've gotten up a lot of times in the middle of the night.
Sure.
Sometimes you may or may not fall asleep on the way to the call. And sometimes that call might be just someone needing to get picked up out of bed. Sometimes it may or may not be a fire that you fall asleep on the way to.
With the sirens blaring?
Oh, yeah. You're going like 60, 70 miles per hour, sirens, air horns, and then you wake up. The protective clothing we wear is basically like a blanket around you.
Yeah, nice and cozy.
Nice and cozy. It's warm. And then all of a sudden you hear the air brakes stop and you realize you're at the scene and you have no idea what's going on.
Wow. Maybe after a while you get used to the adrenaline. Mm-hmm. You get used to what you might be heading into. And so maybe you don't need to be as mentally prepared, and good golly, you're exhausted apparently.
Yes.
Now, you said that this may happen multiple times throughout the night. Is that it too, that you've been woken up to go to several different emergencies, and so that's just compounding the issue?
Yeah, I mean, there's some nights where you'll get up like 4 or 5 times between midnight and 6 a.m. So
wow.
If that happens, then body is really good at catching what sleep it can, because you got to get back and get back to sleep as soon as you can once you get back to the station.
Well, we have the utmost respect for you having to wake up multiple times.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, here we are just snoozing like snug as a bug. And you're keeping us safe. So thank you. We really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks for keeping the airways positive.
Well, that's assistance of all our listeners that give. So thank you for doing that. Got the cutest picture sent to us. I need to share this with you. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Basically, she says, I let my husband label the spices, and this happened. And he actually did put labels. So it looks like what he's doing is buying stuff in bulk and putting them in separate jars.
Okay, yeah.
Because his label, it says, I beg your parsley. Obviously, there's parsley inside.
What a dad joke.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of a big dill on the next one. Oregano gangsta is what this one says.
Oh, instead of original? Yeah. That's cute.
And then at the end here, it's go time, T-H-Y-M-E. You know, I think what it's showing is just sort of celebrating that unique personality.
Yes.
That either you love or it can be trying.
I would think that would make me laugh every time I cooked. I would love that.
Exactly.
I kind of want to get a label maker and ask Jason to do it and see what he does.
See what kind of labels he comes up with.
He'd be like, the spicy stuff.
Yeah.
The kind of spicy stuff, the not spicy stuff.
The stuff that you're on fire.
Yes.
I got to know. Okay, so is there a little idiosyncrasy with your spouse? If you happen to be married, or maybe you're, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend, that's like, okay, this is who they are now. This is that little twist.
You this know is my life now.
Yeah, exactly. Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan St. Cyr. By supporting Family Life Radio, you are supporting the artists who make the music you love. You are the reason behind what we do. Thank you.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Family Life Radio. It's Cankle, Fritz, and Friends. Time for that good news of the day. Linda is with us. Tell us what happened.
Actually, as a human, forgiveness is pretty much impossible. It only comes from God. 6 years ago, our only child was killed in a car accident by a young man texting and driving. My husband and I were able to sit in the courtroom across from him and tell him that we forgave him.
Wow.
But it was only because God had forgiven me. And I thought, how in the world could I keep forgiveness from him when God had forgiven me everything?
Yeah. And I think that that's something that I struggle with. That, you know, I go, here I am asking God every night to forgive me, and I can't let this go. So I think that's a great perspective and such an important perspective. And it enables us to let go a little easier.
Absolutely. So what was it like trying to forgive him?
It was just to sit there and look in his face and know what he had done because of his carelessness. Took my only child away, took my grandson's mother and my son-in-law's love of his life. But still, you know, when I stopped and thought of all that God had forgiven me, and he has continued to forgive me, everything, past, present, future, you know, I cannot put myself in that position to withhold that from anybody, no matter what it is.
That is amazing.
Because if God doesn't withhold it from me, how can I withhold it from someone else?
What a beautiful story.
That is.
Yeah.
It is easy. And people said, oh, but you're so strong. And I said, oh, no. If it was up to me, I knew his name. I knew where he lived. And I knew ways that I could get to him. I said, that was me. But God said, you forgive as you have been forgiven. So it's a choice. Anything else.
It is a choice. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. I can choose to obey. I can choose to disobey. And because of that, I have perfect peace.
Hey, man. Well, you know, and what is that worth? Perfect peace. Oh, I think we all just want that. And now you have it. That's amazing.
Oh, I do. So once you have experienced that perfect peace that goes beyond understanding, you don't ever want to be without it.
I love that. So powerful. Probably watching the war in Ukraine, everything that's going on there, and wondering what to do. It's Cankle, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I got to tell you, first of all, I am impressed by the fortitude, by the bravery of the Ukrainian people.
Yes.
And they're just not giving up.
No. I want to hug them. I want to high five them. Like, they're awesome.
They're making it really hard for the Russians. That's for sure. They supposedly was supposed to be a big pushover and be over with in a day or so. And that's not the case. Well, this is interesting. There's a ministry that's based there in Ukraine. And they've reached out saying this. They specifically need people to pray between 2 and 4 a.m. their time. Because that's when the shelling is happening. That's when they're being bombed and they're being attacked. And that's what, obviously, when, you know, that's the most difficult time to stay awake and pray when you're supposed to be sleeping.
Yeah, especially with everything going on. I can't imagine just how emotionally exhausting this is.
Oh, absolutely.
You need that recovery time.
Yeah, you need to sleep. So from 2 to 4 a.m., that is between 5 and 7 p.m. Mountain. So dinner time in like Arizona, New Mexico, and you know, that part of the, and that would be 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. So, if you, if God's been tugging on your heart to pray, there's a way you can do it, a specific time you can do it too.
Yeah, put a little note in your phone, a little alarm goes off, and that reminds you.
Let's pray for them, pray for their protection, their bravery, and just pray that God would come through in all this.
Amen.
You know, that's one of the biggest things I pray is, you know, these people may not know you, Jesus. When you're in a time of maybe life or death, you might be more receptive and open.
Absolutely.
Giving your heart to him. So, yeah, just be thinking about that and, well, praying about that. If you're ready to have some fun or learn how to have more fun, we have Annie F. Downs with us. She wrote the book, That Sounds Fun. And, you know, it's interesting. You said something fascinating to me. You said that we connect fun more with places than people. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Describe that, and why is that? Why do we do that?
I think that's true for a lot of us. I think there are some people who are very people-driven, but all of our memories with people happen somewhere. It was true for me 24 hours ago. I was in New York and I was sitting at the foot of the Flatiron Building that like matters really deeply to me. I've had some really profound experiences just being at the foot of it in conversation. And I sat there and just processed some things that I'm working through at a place that mattered to me. There are places we go to and we go, I mean, it's in scripture. It's Ebenezer Stones, right? Of building these altars that we go back to. It's why going to church matters, because you're going into a place, you pray these things and you see God do these things and you learn a new song. And it builds up this memory bank of what happened there. I talked about it yesterday on Instagram because I said, what's your place? So many people said, art, my church from childhood. Wow. The church I grew up in, because you have all these.
Sure.
So I think that's it. I can have memories in a place, whether there are people there or not. I can have connection with God in a place. And if there are other people there, then they are in that memory too. But for me, I think back of my college ministry and a counseling center I went to here in Nashville. There's a like a retreat center that my friends own in Scotland. And so I have a couple of those places that just go like, oh yeah, this is me getting a peek at Eden. I'm getting a taste. I'm getting a little bit of what the fullness will be.
How about a joy report?
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Be thinking about what is God doing to bring you joy today, and then call us 888-888-9976. Lori is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, 21 years ago, I lost my husband to cancer, and the Lord promised me then that he would bless me like Job got blessed if I was faithful. And tomorrow I get married.
Oh.
Wow. Congratulations. So how did you meet him?
I've actually known him for 14 years.
Oh.
He was my best friend's husband.
Okay.
And my best friend passed away. Was trying to handle everything, we became closer and we ended up finding out that we have a lot in common and very excited.
So you lost your husband, he lost his wife, which was your best friend, and now you're getting married.
Wow.
That is crazy. I love that.
So it's amazing what the Lord has planned.
Amen.
It's just amazing.
Well, we're thrilled for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations.
I can see why this is a joy report.
Yes, it is.
I love it. That sounds fun. What sounds fun? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We've been talking with author Annie F. Downs about ways you can bring joy into your life.
Well, I can't resist before we go turning the tables on you. What sounds fun?
You're so kind for asking. I ask people multiple times a day, and anytime someone asks me, it really does good for my heart. So thank you for asking. Y'all are so fun to be with. So when I reflect on my day, I will reflect on this as something that was really fun today.
Oh, what a good answer.
It's true. It's true.
We love you.
I mean, I feel like this is a little bit like a CrossFit. Like, if you don't tell people you do CrossFit, do you really do CrossFit? But I just got a Peloton treadmill. Did y'all know there's a treadmill?
Yep.
It's awesome. And there is a girl named Chelsea who does like gospel-centered classes. Ooh. So it's like pretty much stretching and movement to gospel music. So that sounds fun to me tonight. Is me, my girl Chelsea on my screen, get a little sweaty, thinking about God.
Yes.
I can't wait. So that's my evening today.
So sweating to the gospel with...
Sweating to the gospel.
With Annie Downs.
Man. You know, yeah, that's right.
It's like, step aside, Richard Simmons. Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. Invite you to like us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.